on the moving points of color, up and down and sideways they crawl.
Up and down and sideways they crawl.
Turn the paper off, so you cannot put me back.
There's so many silences to be broken.
How do you like LMC so far, Mary?
No.
Yep, simply, in a word. Wow. How's that? Because I mean, like, the beginning. Okay.
You are currently listening to the final L&T performances of 2017.
The struggle is to live.
To live is to move forward. Forward is to remember. To remember is to revive.
To revive is to suffer.
To suffer is to live.
To live is to struggle.
To live is to struggle.
والعصفور لو صل ولو شاف الزمن بسكتي منثور بس المدى ما يرحم الرحال لما يتوب لما يتوب بيضيع الوجه
So, I'm Hans. I teach in the first year core here at Bard Berlin and just taught my first L&T.
Did you train at Bard Annandale?
No, I trained here.
Oh, okay.
James was my L&T teacher, so we kind of did L&T ourselves 2 weeks prior to real L&T. So I got to do all the same things. I even had to write a 90-minute essay. So, yeah.
What are kind of some of the things that James or other experienced L&T teachers, like, told you going into it? Or, like, about, like, the sort of ideas behind the program and so on?
Well, it's actually really different than teaching anything else because there's so many scripted exercises. Like, there's all these scripted exercises with a theory behind them and a name, and there's focused free writes and process writes and loop writing and all these very thought through things, which you usually don't have when teaching. But I also have to say that even though I've been teaching for like 10 years now, this is the first time I got any kind of formal training to teach. Because funnily enough, usually you are not trained to teach at a college. You just kind of start and learn by doing it. And this time I really got some training, which was nice. I think it worked out quite well.
Did you have like a favorite example of one of the exercises?
I mean, there's the funny ones, like making a language, where you have to make a language without using any kind of known language, which is really interesting and it's really funny. Those are cool, but mostly it's not so much favorite exercises, but in very unexpected times, there's these super cool free writes popping up all of a sudden. And I mean, everybody at some point produces some really great piece of writing. Seems like more or less randomly, but it also increases over these 3 weeks. So it's not one single exercise, actually, but what's really cool is how you see so much progress within such a short time, which you never see. I mean, you also otherwise never spend so much time with your students. So, but that's really cool.
Diese
Had I been an L&T student back at that age, I would have protested all the time, I think, against this kind of strange way of dealing with texts, and that's no way to read Nietzsche or Kafka, and we didn't really read this at all. And so I kind of expected this kind of problem, but I lucked out with my group, or they just really got it while I wouldn't have got it as a young kid. I don't know. So I was surprised how smoothly everybody accepted these really strange assignments that they were confronted with, like, constantly.
Yeah. And did you do, like, an excursion as well?
Yeah. In your group? Yeah, I did an excursion together with Paul's group. We merged our groups. And we first went to the Märchenbrunnen in Volkspark Friedrichshain. And then to the cemetery in the border of Kreuzberg and Schöneberg, where the Grimm brothers are buried, who wrote all those fairy tales or collected them. And in the end, we all went to dinner together. It was interesting to mix up two groups, because, like, even after a week, those groups become very, like, closed, because they spend so much time together. So that was a cool thing. We also let them write in public transportation a lot, which was funny. Like this big group of students all with their red notebooks in the U-Bahn.
Yeah.
It definitely was a great experience and super creative. I still can't believe that I myself wrote a full notebook full of handwritten text within such a short amount of time. Yeah. So it was great. Definitely. And I also was really lucky with my group, because they were great and very solidaric from the beginning. And yeah, because it's also kind of tough if you have to constantly read what you wrote, and sure, you don't really have time to censor your own writing, so you just have to read everything. It's kind of intimidating, I guess. Yes. But they were vulnerable, very nice to each other, which made for a nice atmosphere.
I'm glad.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
What do you feel as a native? Is it appropriate to say what's the term?
Native German?
Yeah, is that okay? And how is it for you to come to Berlin and yet be in an international program, as opposed to going to Humboldt or FIU?
It's just so much more enriching than being in a normal German college. Since obviously we only have those lectures with, I don't know, like 60, 70 people in one room, and the professor will just put all the knowledge he has out there, but you will not have any discussion about it. So this is the way I learn best, by actually engaging in the topic instead of just soaking it in.
I know it's been just 6 days, but do you feel any advancement in critical thought, or, you know, enriching your intellectualism in a way?
I feel like right now there's so much input that has to be processed, and when we have the time to think about all of this and to process it in, like, a calm moment.
Do you agree?
I agree. I think that I'm just having much more questions about everything. And, you know, like last week I was just hanging out, having fun. This week I'm like, what is anything anymore?
I think what's even, like, more interesting than the L&T sessions themselves is, like, talking and getting to know people. Since this is, like, it definitely lives up to the name, like, A Place to Think. Because even outside of classes, you will, like, still, like, be so engaged in those discussions about, I don't know, Nietzsche or, like, any other topic that doesn't just touch the surface, but it actually, like, goes in depth. And from high school, I was used to just, like, if we talked about like stuff like politics or stuff, we didn't. No one actually had any knowledge about it, and here everyone seems to know at least like something, and kind of know their stuff and know what they're talking about.
So would it be fair to say that the your fellow students are enriching you?
Yes.
You heard it here first. This is Claire August and Idona Hari. It's hard to pronounce, just forget about it, it's fine, whatever.
We just wanted to say a quick thank you for everyone who participated in this podcast. First of all, congratulations all L&T students for completing L&T and the wonderful interviews. We also want to thank Hans Stauffacher for his great teacher's perspective, and then of course, Idona Hari for his lovely interview questions.
An der Umgehungsstraße, kurz vor den Mauern unserer Stadt.